We decided to try using gabapentin, and at a dose of 300 milligrams, three times a day, Mr. Mamlock reported that his musical hallucinations had greatly diminished. They hardly occurred at all spontaneously, though they might still be evoked by an external noise, such as the clatter of his typewriter. At this point, he wrote to me, the medicine has done wonders for me. The very annoying music in my head is virtually gone. My life has changed in a truly significant way. After 2 months, however, the music started to escape from the control of the gabapentin, and Mr. Mamlock's hallucinations became intrusive again, though not as much so as before the medication. He could not tolerate larger doses of gabapentin because they caused excessive sedation. 5 years later, Mr. Mamlock still has music in his head, though he has learned to live with it, as he puts it. His hearing has declined further, and he now wears hearing aids, but these have made no difference to the musical hallucinations. He occasionally takes gabapentin if he finds himself in an exceptionally noisy environment, but the best remedy, he has discovered, is listening to real music, which for him displaces the hallucinations, at least for a while.